95.7 Ben FM Philadelphia presents Her Story, hosted by Kathy Romano. Her Story is a weekly tribute to women making a major difference in the lives of others by telling her story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. I've been doing the show for about 2.5 years now, and we've talked a lot about fitness, health, wellness. I've talked to a lot of different types of instructors. I talked to a woman who lost a lot of weight and the exercise she chose to do to help her lose this weight. But I have never talked about Pure Bar on this show yet. So my next guest is a Pure Bar instructor and owns her own Pure Bar studio in Media. Brianne DiCarlo, welcome to Her Story.
Thank you so much. This is so exciting. So cool.
I can't believe that I've been doing this show for 2.5 years now. And of course, I'm familiar with Pure Bar, but I've never had anybody in to talk about it.
Really?
So explain what Pure Bar is for anybody who might not be familiar with it.
So Pure Bar is a fitness technique. It's a boutique fitness idea. It's a combination of ballet and Pilates would be the two things I would say it's most similar to describe it. So it's a 50-minute entire body workout. We really focus on small movements at high repetitions to really get into the muscle groups that you can't really get through traditional workouts. We work the muscle to fatigue, so you literally will shake during an exercise. Then we stretch everything out, and then we go to another body part. So it's from a head-to-toe workout.
Is there a cardio aspect to it?
So we have different kind of classes that we offer. So classic is the one that I just described. We do have a Empower class, which is more cardio centric. So it works on getting the heart rate up and keeping the heart rate up the entire time. And then we also have a class Reform, which is longer movements, slower movements, more for endurance and strength training.
Okay. So I will say I did try Pure Bar one time. I went, I bought like the 3-class package. I bought the socks.
Yeah.
I was all ready to go. I did one class and I never went back. At the time, I needed that cardio aspect. And
yes.
I guess whatever type of class I took, I didn't get it. So I was like, I don't know if this is for me. Mind you, my best friend, she is obsessed with it. Like, it is her number one choice for exercise every day.
It really is. It's deceiving. I think people walk into the studio about to take their first class, and they think it's going to be maybe slow paced or more dancey, and it's not. They come out and they're like, holy cow, that was way not what I expected. That was so much harder than I thought. But yes, the classic class isn't your hardcore cardio. I have a lot of runners who love Pure Bar because it's a great complement to their cardio.
Something a little different too.
Yes. So a lot of runners really like it because they get a really good stretch from it. It really helps with your core and your posture, which a lot of my runners feel is what they're lacking, right? I've had a runner just recently tell me that she feels like she's able to hold her upper body more strongly while she's running and that it's made such an impact on her running ability.
Okay.
So it's a great supplement.
So I do yoga. I'm into yoga. That's my exercise. That's what I love. How would you say does it complement yoga?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you mentioned core, and I feel like a lot of the stuff that I do, I need to work on my core to be able to, you know, like my handstands and things like that, to kind of do that a little bit better.
Yeah. The thing about Pure Bar is your core is engaged from the second you start until the second that you end. We do something called the tuck, which is a motion in your hips. It's your lowest, tiniest abs. You're kind of tucking them up and in and forward. It's a super hard position to find. And once you get it, you have that tuck pretty much throughout the whole class. So you're pretty much having an isometric hold of your lowest abs the entire class. So it really is a great core workout, great for strengthening your abs.
All right, I think I need to try it again.
Yeah, come try a class.
I think I do.
Yeah.
So before you opened the Pure Bar studio, you worked for the Urban brand, Urban Outfitters.
I did.
So tell me a little bit about what you did there and why you made the decision to leave and go to Pure Bar.
My background is fashion. That's what I went to college for. I went to textile right here in this area. Graduated, went right to Charming Shops, which was the Fashion Brug, Lane Bryant, Catherine's brand. So I was there my first few years out of college. And then my dream was to work at Urban, was to be a buyer for Urban. So I went to Urban as the accessories buyer for the website, and I was there for 10 years. I transitioned into several roles while I was there. So I started out buying. And then once I started having kids and the buying role wasn't really as attractive to me anymore, I transitioned to financial planning. So I was like the bank counterpart to the buyer. So I ended my tenure at Urban as a financial planner for them. Back to the fitness, I never had a fitness background. I hated exercising, hated working out. I hated running. Yoga gave me anxiety. I hated high impact. You know, I just couldn't find my thing. And then right after I had my second baby, my best friend said, come try a PR class with me. So we took a class. I was instantly hooked. It was unlike anything I'd ever done. It was done at a ballet bar, which I thought was super sexy and cool, but it was hard. And it was for long, lean muscles, which I really wanted. I didn't want bulk. I didn't want short squat muscles. I wanted really long and lean muscles. So immediately I was hooked. After like five or six classes, I saw changes in my body. And I was like, this is just incredible. So I was a client of Pure Barre for several years. And wherever my husband and I lived, there was never a studio closer than 20, 25 minutes away. So, you know, at different times I would say to my husband, what if, you know, what does this look like? And it was just never the right time, right? It was just kids were too little or our financial situation wasn't right. It just was never the right time. So then, you know, fast forward, my 8-year reunion was coming up at Urban. And I was just feeling stale. I was just feeling incomplete. You know, like I would go to work and literally not leave my desk other than to go to the bathroom.
Oh, geez.
And it was just, I was just feeling, you know, not satisfied. And I wasn't giving 100% at work. I wasn't giving 100% at home. And I was just, there has to be more than this. So January of 16 rolled around. And I said, I cannot let another year go by without at least trying for this thing. I'm so passionate about the technique. A lot of my friends in media had never heard of Barre, let alone Pure Barre. So I really felt like there was a niche for it in our market. So January of 2016, I just started the process and thought, okay, I'll stop when I get to a point that I'm not comfortable with anymore. I'm not going to put any money towards anything. I'm just going to start asking the questions and going forward with it. Lo and behold, May of 2016, I bought the business. So I became an owner and I set out on my mission to find a space. Right? You have to buy the actual franchise, the business first, and then you kind of go on your way and build it. I could not find a location. So when I had bought the business in May, I thought within 6 months, I'd be in business. Was not that way. Real estate was really difficult. I wanted to be on State Street in media, which is like hometown USA. I thought it would be so cool. And it just didn't work out for several reasons. And I'm so thankful that it didn't, because at this time, they were just ripping down the Granite Run Mall right as this was happening. And I knew that they were making it an outdoor shopping experience. And I thought that would be amazing. That's exactly where I need to be. So I was working with a broker at the time. And I said, well, what about Granite Run? He said, no, they're going to be too big for you. It's not the right thing. And I said, well, let's see. Can we at least ask the question? So it turned out they had one space that was 1,500 square feet, which is exactly what I wanted. But 2 years was the wait.
So you waited for that space?
Waited 2 years for that space.
So what did you do in the meantime with the business? Anything?
Well, that's where my girl Rachel comes in. I never told Urban. So I kept working at Urban Outfitters. They had no idea that I'd bought a business because I couldn't lose my salary at that point.
Sure.
I had no income from the business, and we weren't in a financial position for me just to quit that and build the business. So I kind of hunkered down and decided, okay, I'm going to give Urban my all, right? Because I know that I'm leaving. I'm still, you know, I still have integrity. I still want to do a good job while I'm here. So Rachel, who is a very good friend of mine, was actually the very first person that I called and was like, okay, she's born and raised in the media area. And I was like, what would this work? Could this work? And she was the first one that was able to give me that support and encouragement I needed. Plus her background worked perfectly to be an operations manager for me. So she was able to put out Facebook posts and be on Instagram or social media, getting interest for instructor positions or publicity for the studio while I could still work. So while I waited, we just really strategized a lot. There was a lot of, you know, you have to find contractors. I think a big misconception about as a franchise is that the franchise does everything for you, and they don't. They don't. So you pay the money, you buy the franchise, and then you build the business. You find your contractors. You find your, you know, you deal with the landlord. You negotiate the lease. I had to find a franchise attorney. I had to find a real estate attorney. You know, there was a lot of things that I was doing. I had to find an accountant. So I'm doing all of these things while I'm working. And then I had Rachel, who could kind of be the face of Pure Barre Media while I couldn't be yet.
So that happened for 2 years. And then when did you open your doors?
September 24th, 2018.
I mean, that's pretty smart and pretty risky.
Super.
To pick a place and say, okay, I'm going to wait for 2 years until that's available because I know that's the right space.
Yeah, it was perseverance. I mean, it was just, and I knew it. I could see it. I could visualize it. I knew that's where I had to be. And that's why I waited. I mean, there were times where I would just be in tears because it wasn't always, you know, I didn't know that it was going to be 2 years. I knew it was going to be a wait. And of course, new construction timeline is never what it starts out being. So I think the timeline that we were working with had me opening probably 10 months before I actually did. There were several times I would just be in tears. Like, I'm making 3 steps forward and then I take 10 steps back. Like, I just couldn't progress, you know, and I would just be like, is this ever gonna happen? And I just, I couldn't afford to think negatively. I just couldn't. It worked in my advantage that I had so much time. I was able to plan. We were able to do so much marketing, that by the time we opened, I had well over my goal of packages, pre-opening packages. So I had clients that already had purchased packages to the studio.
Before it even opened.
Before we even opened.
Okay.
And I mean, I totally attribute that to just the time that I had to take. We did pop-up classes all summer, last summer. We did over 20, right? We did, I mean, we harassed any business that would listen to us. Like, let us come. Because nobody knew about Pure Barre. Nobody knew who it was. So we convinced a lot of places to let us come and set up shop and teach a class. And we were able to just really reel in some people who were like, okay, this is a really cool workout.
That's a great idea. Pop-up classes?
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Back to the franchise part of it. Yes, whenever I hear the word franchise, I think that they help you, they guide you, they walk you through all of it. You talked about having to get all of your, you know, own contractors and things like that. But do they guide you in any way?
Yes, I have. They do have consultants that help you along the way. They can only share so much, though. You know, they have certain laws and rules that they have to follow. They can't guide you too much. There's a lot of the decision making that's up to you. They are there to bounce questions off of. They are there to help you with any questions that you might have. But the hiring, the recruiting, the event planning.
That's all you.
All us. Yeah.
And then what about, you said Barre versus Pure Barre?
Yeah. So there's Barre classes. You can take a Barre class at a big box gym. You can take some different studios offer, you know, they might do yoga. They might do Barre. They might do kickboxing. Like, there's places that you can find that offer Barre classes. So Pure Barre is a brand. It is a franchise, but it's all we do day in, day out. The training that we have to go through to be certified to teach Pure Barre is extensive, which I love because it makes it just so, so good. It's just so good. It's extensive and expensive. So it's, you're really getting your money's worth when you come to take the class because we're truly are professionals. It's a 5-day process pretty much. And then you come home and you do lots of practicing. So it's a big deal.
A friend of mine just got certified and she was telling me some of the stuff that they had to do and how long it takes.
Yeah.
And she had to teach like a mock class and then they have to send it away and all this kind of stuff. I guess too, though, that would filter out people who might not be as serious or maybe they think they want to do it, but really in the end they don't because you have to stick with it. And it does take a little while.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very, very candid. I think any of my instructors will tell you that. I'm very candid about the process because, I mean, there's times where you're there for 8 hours a day for several days learning Pure Barre. Not only is it the exercise, but it's, you know, your body and anatomy and everything that goes into what happens to your body during a workout. And it's long. It's grueling, you know, and there were times where I was like, oh, my God, what am I getting myself into? And I'm very candid with my girls before they go. Like, you're going to feel like you can't do this. You're going to feel like it's too much. Stick with it. We're here for you. Take in what you can while you're there. Come home. We will dive into it with you. So I try to be very honest with them because it's overwhelming. And every single one of them has been like, thank God you prepared me because that was even more than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, right? Really?
So it does. I try to weed them out even before training. Like, it's grueling. You know, it's a process. Being able to kind of arm them with that info before they go in helps really weed them out.
How is your Pure Bar studio different than, say, others in the area?
Probably just the people, honestly. Probably just the people. I mean, I think, you know, you go into a Starbucks one place and you go into a Starbucks down the road, I think you're going to have different environments, different vibes, but you will get an amazing workout at both places. The classes will be very similar. The flow will be exactly the same. I think it's just the vibe and the people that are there.
Right. Okay. That make it a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then I read you have some dance instructors. Now, are they just Pure Bar instructors and they happen to be dance instructors, or do you incorporate dance somehow into it?
So when I went to training, the hardest thing, because you do not have to be a dancer to take Pure Bar at all. You don't have to have coordination. You don't have to dance. You do have to have an idea of musicality, right? You have to know how to stay on beat. That was very hard for me at training because I'm not a dancer. I'm not a musical person. So it was the very hardest thing for me. So when I was going through training, I thought, I'm only hiring people that have this understanding because I can't teach you. I can teach you form. I can teach you how to talk and, you know, all that, but I can't teach you how to count music. So I made it one of my requirements that they have to have a dance background. So all of my girls are professional dancers on some level. A couple of them are in dance companies where they put on shows and perform. Others are dance teachers that maybe they were dancers when they were younger, but every single one of them has a dance background. So they all have that ability to count music. They have that ability to kind of, you know, keep the flow really interesting. And I love being able to employ them so they can keep pursuing dancing, something that might not pay them, but they're doing it because they love it. I love that I'm able to support them in doing this by giving them a job that supplements dance.
But is that a requirement that they, I mean, I know you said for you, but to be a Pure Bar instructor,
no,
just across the board? No,
absolutely
it's not a requirement.
Okay. Absolutely not. Okay. No way. I just did it for that. I wanted them to be able to understand music.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. So, okay, you're located where the Granite Run Mall used to be.
Correct.
What else is in that shopping center?
So we're slowly filling up. There's right now TJ Maxx, Michael's, Panera. There's a Wawa being built right now. There's a liquor store. There's a pet store.
So you can work out, go get a drink and pick up a pet.
I mean, isn't that like the best life ever?
I mean, kind of.
Right? Right? Exactly.
So if somebody wants to take a class at your Pure Bar studio, you're located in Media. How do they go about finding you guys?
The best way to get information on us is to follow us on Instagram or Facebook. Facebook, we're Pure Bar Media. Instagram, we are Media Pure Bar. And we have all of our information there. We just modified our schedule for the summer. So our latest schedule is on those sites, as well as our phone number, our email. That's the best way. That's really the best way. We do have our website, which you can find us on purebar.com. Just search through the state, find Media. That's the best way.
Is through social media.
Yeah.
Now, I would imagine you still love fashion. Are you incorporating fashion at all into your Pure Bar studio? Are you selling any cool workout clothes or anything like that?
We do. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm back to my buying days. Yeah. Which, you know, when I left Urban, I was working in the men's division. So it was a big turn of events for me going from men's to women's workout gear, but it's been really fun. I get to pick out what we bring into the studio. It's really fun being able to let the girls that work for me have a say in what we bring in as well. Yeah. It's been really fun being able to get back to that part of my background too. Literally combine my two passions.
Your two worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And I'm glad that you're open and running and doing well. It was really nice to meet you. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you. Thank you. This is awesome. So fun. And one more thing. If somebody never has taken a Pure Bar class at our studio before and would like to come and try us out, we offer a first class on us so you can come in and get the experience and see what it's all about.
Great. So a free class. So how do they, is there a coupon code or anything like that?
They call us.
Just call us
at the studio. Yep. And I'll put you in, one of us will put you in the class for free and we will walk you through what to do from there.
Great. Brianne, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Kath.
You've heard it from Brianne, and I know a number of people that swear by this exercise. So I think I'm going to give it another try. Maybe you should too. Maybe it's the exercise for you. If you missed any part of today's show, it will be up as a podcast tomorrow morning on 957benfm.com. Thank you so much for joining me today, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I hope you have a nice, enjoyable, happy Father's Day. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll be back again next Sunday morning at 7:30 with another wonderful Her Story guest for you.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.